It's Tuesday, the 9th of June, and you're very welcome to evening prayer. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven.
Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and for ever.
Amen.
Psalm 9. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell you all your marvellous works.
I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will make music to your name, O Most High.
When my enemies are driven back, they stumble and perish at your presence.
For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on your throne, giving righteous judgment.
You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name for ever and ever.
The enemy was utterly laid waste. You uprooted their cities. Their very memory has perished.
But the Lord shall endure for ever. He has made fast his throne for judgment.
For he shall rule the world with righteousness and govern the peoples with equity.
Then will the Lord be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble.
And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have never failed those who seek you.
I sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples the things he has done.
The avenger of blood has remembered them. He did not forget the cry of the oppressed.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider the trouble I suffer for those who hate me, you that lift me up from the gates of death.
That I may tell all your praises in the gates of the city of Zion, and rejoice in your salvation.
The nations shall sink into the pit of their making, and in the snare which they will set, their own foot will be taken.
The Lord makes himself known by his acts of justice. The wicked are snared in the works of their own hands.
They shall return to the land of darkness, all the nations that forget God.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever.
Arise, O Lord, and let not mortals have the upper hand. Let the nations be judged before your face.
Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but mortal.
You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. Remember, Lord, all who cry to you from death's dark gates. Do not forget those whom the world forgets, but raise your faithful ones to Zion's gate with your all-conquering Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Lead me in the path of your commandments,
that I may see the wonders of your law.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
So let us pray. We remember, O Lord, all who rest from their labours in local government, transport, energy and environmental services, communications networks and broadcasting, the fire, police and armed forces, and all key workers who are alert through the hours of darkness. Keep us safe and supplying us with things we so easily take for granted. Grant all those who rest refreshment, that with the dawning of your new day they may be energized for the common good, and those who labor at this time, safe working and the energy to support and bring us those services upon which our whole community relies. We seek your blessing on all those who care for the elderly, infirm, and those with special needs. Grant our carers patience and understanding as they work with our sisters and brothers, that they may help to dispel their various nighttime thoughts and fears, and give them strength to cope with what a new day may bring. So we collectively ask this in Jesus' name, and pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.